set you free. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 20.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
And good morning. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And this is Wednesday Live. And we are so glad that you are joining us today from wherever you might be. And I have some great friends and guests that are with us this morning and are going to be joining us even later in the program today. We have Rick Harmon, and we also have JD that are with us from New Hope. And we have Hope Alive shirts going on here in the studio. We're going to be finding out about that and a little bit about CR if you don't know about that. And later in the program, we are going to have Dr. Crandall, cardiologist from Palm Beach County, who is going to be joining us today. We're going to be talking a little bit about the power of God to step into our natural world and break the course of history and bring the miraculous. Doctor who not only practices with great training and great experience in the natural realm, but also prays and believes God and sees tremendous miracles. And there's an event coming up that he will be talking about. And of course, we want to let you know that Wednesday Live is brought to you in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance wants you to know that the National Day of Prayer is going to be happening tomorrow. There are a lot of different areas, I'm sure, for across our listening audience where churches and different groups will be meeting for prayer. I know here in the Martin County area, we have the Women's Aglow. They're going to be at Memorial Park most of the day tomorrow, and they let us know that they are going to have a grill warmed up and cooking hot dogs and whatever else may be cooked around lunchtime. So if you show up there, you might be able to pick up a little food. At the gazebo in Stewart, there will be a prayer gathering, and that has been taking place for many years. That's 12 until about 1 o'clock or so, and I think we'll have probably at least First Baptist, Pastor Daryl Orman, and a bunch of students from his school, and maybe some others that will be joining. There will be a lot of other people joining during that lunch break. Downtown Stewart, that's tomorrow, 12 o'clock, going to 1 o'clock. But the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance has leased the facility in Port St. Lucie, which used to be called the Port St. Lucie Civic Center. It is now the Mid-Florida Mid-Florida Event Center. And this is an evening event. It will begin at 7 o'clock and go to 9 o'clock, 7 to 9 o'clock. And that is tomorrow on Thursday, National Day of Prayer, a regional Treasure Coast prayer gathering for families. Bring your children, moms, dads, grandpas. We have more than 40 churches that are participating. Many leaders will be leading in prayer. There will be worship between the various times of prayer, and it's going to be a tremendous, powerful night of breakthrough right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. So make plans to be with us. That's coming up on Thursday. That's tomorrow, 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock. There is plenty of parking, plenty of well-lit areas, security, and, of course, there will be seating provided. This is an indoor event, air-conditioned indoor event, and we are set up and prepared for up to 1,000 people. And so we're believing the Lord for a tremendous night. In fact, having two brothers here from New Hope, your pastor is going to be one of the pastors that's going to be praying at this event. And of course, he just recently had open heart surgery, and he is a powerful man of God, and he is he's up. God's raised him up. And all right, we are glad that you are listening in this morning. We're going to jump right into things, but I want to introduce my team that's here. David.
Good morning.
This would be David Francoeur.
Last time I checked.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yes, I am.
And Karen Hubbard is with us.
I am.
Yes.
I am here.
You're a little soft this morning, so we'll give you a
boost. I'm going to blame it on the mic.
Yeah, we'll give you a boost.
Remember which voice to use.
All right. I don't know how busy and how time pressed our team is from New Hope, but we want to just get started. Rick, longtime friend, you're involved in a lot of great things at New Hope. You've been in and out. Some days you show up and want to do something in 5 minutes, and you know we always want to accommodate. Tell us what's going on. Why do we have JD here today? I'm making new friends, and tell us what's happening.
Well, we're launching CR, Celebrate Recovery, tomorrow night. We've been getting ready for it for about 4 or 5 months now as a leadership team, and I don't know if you know about Celebrate Recovery, but I can promise you this. With Celebrate Recovery and the Holy Spirit, it can save your life, it can save your marriage, it can save your ministry.
Yeah,
it can do wonders for you. And JD's going to talk about that. He's our leader for CR, and he's my friend. And I'm just glad to be here with old friends, Jonathan.
Excellent, excellent. So, JD, welcome to WCNO. This is your first time, I think, in our studio. We welcome you to our live show, Wednesday Live. We've been doing this for quite some time.
Please mute your cell phones.
And Ashley, Pastor Gary Durham's calling me on my cell phone.
That's too funny. He actually preached on Sunday, his first message since his quadruple bypass.
So I need to let you know, Pastor, I'm live on air, and I have your team in the office. Can I call you back? I don't know if he even hears me, but that's who was calling me here. I'll have to call him back. So, Sherry, if you can get a hold of him, let him know I'm not just hanging up on him. There, he's calling back again.
Yeah. He probably hit the end button.
Yeah, probably hit the end button. Yeah, so that's like when, you know, we have all the things, please shut off your phones, and then the phone goes off and it's in my pocket. And I'm like, that shouldn't have happened. Yeah. Okay, back to you, JD.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Welcome. Tell us about CR, what's going to be taking place, what can people expect?
Well, Celebrate Recovery is a 12-step Christ-centered program that allows people to address their hurts, habits, and hang-ups that have just, in a lot of cases, wrecked people's lives. I've been doing this for quite a few years. This is the third Celebrate Recovery program that I've helped launch.
Okay.
A couple more back in the state of Kansas. And then I've worked with people in several different states in this particular program. And I've seen just thousands of lives changed. Can't express how some people will come in and that's their last straw. Some have been ready to kill themselves. Some have even come while intoxicated. We've had people that have come with so many really big problems that are just oppressing them to the point that they're broken.
Right.
And after coming through a Celebrate Recovery program and walking through the 12 steps, recognizing, you know, that they've been in denial about their problems, of where they are rooted from, where they have been stood up on their own. So a lot of times we support our problems by hiding from them, by ignoring them, by excusing them. And when we break these things down and we're able to actually get through to people and they understand where they come from, how these things have happened, what their responsibilities and their roles in this process are, then they're able to turn that over to Jesus Christ, release themselves from the burden of ownership of these hurts, habits, and hang-ups, and become free. And I've seen people just change their lives completely. People that were on the verge of losing their families, on the verge of divorce. Myself, I learned a lot about myself through this process the very first time, and I was pushing my family away. I was alienating my children, I was alienating my wife. I didn't have a level of intimacy with her that I needed to have. I wasn't being open. I wasn't talking. I was codependent, and I didn't even know what that was. But going through Celebrate Recovery, I learned a lot about how things that happened in my childhood drove me to have a codependent tendency and to push people away or not even really be who I really was around others. But I would be who they expected me, I thought. And that would create very shallow, unrewarding relationships, and for both people. But through Celebrate Recovery, I learned how those things happened. I learned that I didn't need to do that. I learned that I had value, and that's one of the biggest things that people don't understand, is they don't understand their value. They don't understand that God created each and every one of us, and we all are so precious and so special to Him. And they get sold on the idea that they're worthless or they're not as equal to anybody else. And it's destructive, and it just destroys the mentality. But when you get past that, you're able to walk new. You're able to become a new person and actually have confidence, learn who you are, re-figure out who you really are. And then everything just changes from there. Your relationships get better. People start figuring out that you aren't fake anymore, that you can be trusted. You can trust yourself. And that's one of the biggest things, too, is people don't trust themselves anymore because they've tried so many different things. They've tried hiding. They've tried all these lies and different things, and none of them worked.
Right.
Amen.
And a lot of people have paid out a lot of money to go through secular programs. And we had neighbors directly across the street from our house. Both parents were alcoholics. And there were drugs involved as well, just addictive lifestyles. And they both had been in and out of programs. And, you know, maybe for a few months things seemed to be better, but then, you know, the old landslide started happening again because the Word of God just makes it clear that man has a problem on the inside. We have a sin problem. We have when sin reigns, destruction is at work. I mean, if sin is reigning in our life, then destruction is the boss, and it's going to happen. You know, it doesn't matter how positive you try to be and how hard you try to, in the natural, make changes. It's a spiritual spiritual need that men have. And so Celebrate Recovery, we have Rick Harmon with us and JD today from New Hope, and we want to get the church information out. How do people find you? What are the times again, and how can they get more information today? Where are they going to go for it?
Well, they can go to PCNH for Palm City New Hope.
Okay.
Dot church.
Okay.
But it's also, that's the current. Yes. We've changed it so many times, Jonathan. I think that's the current address.
PCNH.
Yes. Okay. Or they can go to palmcitynewhope.org. I know that one will forward to the PCNH.church. But we start tomorrow night. The doors open at 6:30 for fellowship, for some snacks, get to mingle around. But the big meeting starts at 7, and then we do small group breakouts at 8.
Okay.
And it's at Palm City New Hope at 3900 Southwest Citrus Boulevard in Palm City.
Okay, so someone's listening today. They may be in Palm Beach County. They may be in Jupiter. They may be in the Martin County area, St. Lucie, Okeechobee. They may be around. And maybe they've tried all kinds of other things. Maybe it's a pastor. Maybe it's a ministry leader. Maybe it's a business professional, someone that's like, I might have a problem. You know, I might have a problem. Can someone come to Celebrate Recovery and trust that their life is going to be, in other words, how does someone break through that fear of being exposed and actually addressing that? I mean, how do people come to you? What would you say to those people that are like, I think I need help, I'm not sure, but I'm scared. I'm not sure that I want to risk actually driving over to New Hope. And maybe somebody's in Jupiter, maybe somebody's in Port St. Lucie, and would say, maybe this is a way I can go out of town and get help to where maybe I can get out of my box. What do you have to say, JD?
Yeah, so first thing is that at Celebrate Recovery, we stress anonymity and security and safety. What we talk about there, the things that we share, the things that we see and hear, they stay there. That's rule number one. We want to create a place where people can be safe, that they can feel like that their information is not going to be shared with anybody else, that okay. that they are going to just be anonymous in what they're doing. Many times I've known people that I've worked with in Celebrate Recovery for over 10 years, and I still only know their first name. Hmm. I don't need to know their last name.
Well, Dave, you have kind of opened up a bit about some of the challenges you had, and sometimes people in ministry, people that are professionals, mm-hmm. maybe doctors, maybe even people that have been involved as licensed counselors ministering to people with addictions, many times find that their lives are controlled by destructive things. And mm-hmm. yet you're listening today. God has you tuned in today. And this is an opportunity for you to find out that there is hope for you, and there's a way to address that. Dave, how did you break out of your professional career and everything and get the help that you needed?
Well, in my case, and I did get involved in Celebrate Recovery soon after I recognized that I had a problem with alcohol. But it was really the Holy Spirit who led my wife to bring it up to me that she thought I was drinking too much, and I'd been praying about that myself. So in the work of the Holy Spirit, the anointing was there on both of us. I agreed with her instead of yelling at her, which is what I would have done. From that, you know, we got into family prayer. And I selected a day when it was about a week from that point when we recognized, we all came together, my daughter, my wife, and myself, we prayed. And it happened to be the night before my ordination date, which is December 22nd. And it was an important date for me. And we gave it to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I just want you to take this. I don't want it anymore. And I got up the next day, had no interest in alcohol, but I followed into a Celebrate Recovery program soon after at a church in Jensen Beach because I knew that I needed the support of the community. And I found something out. It's not just for alcohol and drugs. It's for whatever addiction is keeping you from becoming the person God intended you to be.
Right. You know? All of our hurts, habits, and hang-ups.
Right. Amen, yes. And so I met people that had other types of addiction that were equally as distressing. Yeah. It's a powerful program. God is in it. If you come, you have this desire of your heart, God will answer that prayer. He will. Yeah. And he'll give you a community, a strong, unique, and to you, community of support. Everybody understands they're broken.
I agree. Two things that came to mind when you were talking. One of those is, in our society, addiction is a dirty word sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so if you don't like the word addiction, that's okay. Yeah. Maybe you have a bad habit, something that you just continually right. do over right. and over and
Stronghold.
Over, and it's destructive.
Right.
You can come. And I'm telling you, God will meet you there. The Amen. Biggest step, the first step, is to admit you have some kind of issue and yes. to get there. And God will help you to come through that. And I already forgot the second thought, so I'm going to leave right. it with
it's,
that.
It's there, but that's true.
It's there.
Yeah. You know, Rick, I grew up with this wonderful assumed reality that as Christians we should be fixed right. and not have anything broken.
Right.
And it was kind of this concept that, you know, once you're born again, and then, you know, if you really get sanctified, you're set apart enough unto God that you're almost in heaven.
That's it.
That perfect,
yeah.
you know, it's like yeah. that, you know, that perfect condition. And having that presented in the church as being this sort of super saint mentality sometimes hinders individuals from fessing up, being real, right. and just admitting, you know what, I've got stuff in my life. And we couldn't call it sins because we believed once you were born again, you just, you know, you couldn't sin, you know. I don't know how we dealt with the Lord's Prayer that said, forgive us our
debts or transgressions or sins.
Sin. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. It actually means sins.
As a right. little boy, yeah. I grew up in a church like
so
that.
So you know exactly what yeah. I'm talking
they
about.
They would get up and say, I haven't sinned in 40 years, bless God. And I would actually laugh as a little boy thinking, right. boy, you don't live in the real world.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. That was a goal too far for most people.
I mean it's a great goal to say, you know, I'm not living with a presumed failure of, you know, daily looking and planning to sin in word, thought, and deed. And I agree with that. I don't plan that way. But to say I'm so perfect that I don't need to have the support of the body of Christ, I don't need to have the ongoing working of the freedom that the Holy Spirit brings into us. We're just talking about being real. Listen, absolutely, you're part of the church. It doesn't matter. You may be a Sunday school teacher. You may be the senior pastor. You may be a retired pastor. You may, I don't know what your place is. You may be a youth pastor. And it may be anger. It may be a pornography issue. You may have, you may have strongholds that you don't want anyone to know that could possibly be there, but you know it's there.
Right.
God knows it's there, and God desires for you to be free. Mm. And so, amen, once again, Celebrate Recovery. You're starting up tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Give the address again, the times.
The doors open at 6:30 at Palm City New Hope, 3900 Southwest Citrus Boulevard. Please come. You'll find some new friends, and I promise you this, we stress over and over and over, what happens at CR stays at CR.
Amen.
So this is going to be a weekly?
Yes, every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
And if you have been a part of maybe AA or NA, one of those other organizations, as you know, there are a lot of different places where you can meet because people's schedules are different. And so the same is the case with Celebrate Recovery. And so you may have been saying, well, I used to go to Celebrate Recovery. I was really blessed and ministered to by it. But I need a Thursday night meeting. I need a Thursday night meeting that I can get to that's in Martin County. I need a Thursday night meeting that's going to be at 6:30. Well, here it is.
Yes. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Yeah, well, and there's Grace Place. Grace Place does it. Morningside does it. Yes. There's. Mm-hmm. I mean, they need most people, especially with addictions, there's that dirty word again.
Yep.
They need a meeting every day, once a day, yep, you know. And so yep, there are Celebrate Recoveries all throughout the Treasure Coast, Martin yep County, St. Lucie County, Palm Beach County. And we share. We're not in competition with one another.
No.
Exactly.
We put each other on our list. And so if you need a different time, a different place, reach out. We'll find you a CR. But you got to do something. You're not going to get better all on your own. Because right, if you would, you already would be.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a right couple people on our leadership team that go and attend other CRs also.
Sure. And yeah, this is powerful. This truly is a picture. It's one of the pictures of the church being the church.
Amen.
Without That's walls.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And I know some churches, you know, they name themselves the church without walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they make themselves the church of walls. You know, yeah, as soon as amen you do that, you amen know, you make yourself. But this is ministry where truly the love of God and the power of the truth of the Word of God by the Spirit of God, it breaks the chains. People yeah are set amen free.
Absolutely.
And I've got to say one more thing, and I'll be very quick, but I respect all the 12-step programs out there,
absolutely,
but I got to tell you, as a believer, that for Celebrate Recovery, your higher power has a name.
Amen.
Jesus.
That's amen right. The healer.
The one and only.
The healer, the yes one and only, and that's yeah meant so much to me.
Yes.
I'm just saying that.
Yes.
Yeah, and
well, you did say
I did say that.
You did
yes
say that.
I'll
we
say it
we
again.
Agree.
We have it on the record.
All right.
One
yes
of the
Jamie
great lies yeah in our world today is that we should be doing everything on our own.
Yeah.
People mm-hmm have been sold this bill of goods that they should be strong enough to do it on their own, that I can quit anytime I want. Well, if you could, you would have.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so one of the great things about Celebrate Recovery is we really try to get you hooked up with other people that have similar issues that you have, that you can walk together. And when you fall down, they pick you up.
Yeah.
And when they fall down, you pick them up. We're told that a cord of three strands is hard to break. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right,
one can be defeated, but two are hard to defeat.
Exactly.
So we
exactly
have got to get over this mentality of self-autonomy and this idea that we can do everything ourselves, that we have to get hooked up with other people to help us walk and help us get over these hurts, habits, and hang-ups. And we're doing a lot of things. Celebrate Recovery is one of the avenues that we do that. But we've tried to plug people into a lot of different avenues at New Hope. So there's a lot more there than just Celebrate Recovery. But Celebrate Recovery is a big program that will be able to help people get through a lot of this stuff and break the chains. Jesus Christ mm-hmm will break the chains
amen
and
amen
set you free.
Hey, I remembered that second thing from a little bit
you
ago.
Did.
I did. You know, hey, real quick, I'll throw it in there. I know we got to go. Most people, the lie they believe is that I'm the only one like this. I'm right. the only one right. with this problem.
Right. Yep.
And that's not exactly. true. It's when not you true. Get in the room and you begin to share, especially in mm-hmm. the small group time, you'll go, wow, there's more people just like me.
Yep.
And there's strength
yep.
in numbers.
Amen.
The enemy wants to alienate
isolate.
Us.
Isolate.
Right.
Because if he isolates us, mm-hmm. then we get unplugged from the power source, and that is yep. God Almighty.
Right.
So, Jonathan, it's good to be here. I have hope. The Word says in 1 Peter 3:15, always be prepared to give the answer for the hope that lies within.
Amen.
And so that's what produced Hope Alive Productions.
Amen.
And speaking of...
I was going to say.
David Phelps for the third time
scheduled.
We've had him scheduled for over a year now. So
you're going to give me some tickets? We're going to have some giveaways?
You know,
we're going to do something big?
Like always, save it on your calendar, the last Saturday night, which will be February the 26th of 2022. We'll have a concert with David Phelps at New Hope.
Praise God.
All right. I'm looking forward to that because it seems like it's been too long.
It's been a long
time. It's been too long since we've been over there. My wife and I are going to be out of town. We're going to be in Asheville, and we were looking to be at a Toby Mac concert that's at the Asheville amphitheater. I guess it's a big auditorium. And just as I was looking to buy the tickets, it got postponed again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, till November?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be there in November. I can be there right now.
Right
and so, you know, it's not too early to make plans. We're believing God for some breakthrough with all this craziness in our land with this disease. But, gentlemen, thank you for coming in one more time. Celebrate Recovery, a new chapter opening up in Martin County. Give us the location, address, and contact information again.
At Palm City New Hope, 3900 Southwest Citrus Boulevard. Go to the website at PCNH for palmcitynewhope.church, and all of your answers will be answered there.
Praise
I
God.
Guess all your questions will be answered there.
All
Maybe
right.
Maybe both. Maybe both.
Yeah.
And once again, you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. This is Wednesday Live, and we have been blessed to share our opening half hour with our friends from New Hope Church, and a lot of great things taking place in the body of Christ. And it's a Christian radio is a great thing because we are able to lift up Jesus and give you some
Amen.
Good news. Yes. And we are your good news station. I want to just thank again all of you who jumped in and helped us out during prayer and share as a station. We were able to see, we have seen up to this moment, $180,104 raised. You continue to give. We need you to continue to give, as we're still about $19,896, just under $20,000 short of fully meeting our 6-month operational budget. However, I'm confident that many of you who received those letters and have planned to give are going to go ahead and make that donation. So you can give us a call here at 888-221-8990, and we'll be happy to receive your call. You can go online. You can share your prayer request, your praise reports, and also you can give, and you can also give by texting, Karen.
Yes, you can text WCNO to 24365.
That's right. You can do that. And we want to remind you that Wednesday Live is brought to you in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And we are presenting the challenge to every believer to get involved in the National Day of Prayer. Now, one thing that's going to be happening tomorrow at this event at the Port St. Lucie, used to be the Civic Center, now it's the Mid-Florida Event Center, begins at 7 o'clock, runs to 9 o'clock, 7 to 9, Mid-Florida Event Center, Port St. Lucie, right on US 1, close to Martin County, close to St. Lucie, in St. Lucie County. But at this event, as these 40-plus churches and congregants are gathering together, an emphasis is going to be placed on repentance, not just having a day of prayer, but having a day for national repentance. And so we invite you to come out, be a part of one of these prayer groups, and keep in mind tomorrow evening, National Day of Prayer celebration, pastors, leaders, businessmen from across the Treasure Coast, inviting families, the body of Christ, to the Mid-Florida Event Center for an evening of prayer and worship. We're going to go to a song at this time. We're going to be back in just a few moments. We are looking forward to having Dr. Crandall, a cardiologist and an evangelist that God has used and is using greatly in events coming to the Jupiter, Florida area. And this is an event that you will want to hear about and plan to be a part of. What a beautiful song there, wonderful words of life. And this is Wednesday Live coming to you from Palm City, Florida. And I am blessed to have you as a part of our family listening in today. I am very pleased to know that we are able to have Dr. Chauncey Crandall with us, as well as, and Tim, I'm going to butcher your name if I try to say it.
Paddock.
Now you say it so fast. That's the way I read Bible names, you know.
Papadic? Papadic, yep.
Papadic, okay. All right. Dr. Crandall, we welcome you, and we welcome you, Tim. And I have followed your ministry. I followed your practice for some time. And I prayed for the day when we as a ministry could actually connect. So I want to welcome you all. You can say hello to our family. And then we want to get right into the topic that's at hand and events coming up.
Jonathan, thank you. I just want to say thank you for giving us the opportunity today to speak with your audience. I know I take care of many of the people out there. We pray for you. We pray for the move of God, and we believe exciting moments are going to happen as we march forward with Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. So, Dr. Crandall, tell us a little bit about where you are and what you do. I mean, some of our listeners will know you, many will not. We're reaching up and down the coast of Florida today just so you kind of know who you're talking to. We reach from Fort Lauderdale to Melbourne. We cover the western Bahama Islands and around Lake Okeechobee. We reach into 10 counties, and those 10 counties represent about 30% of the state of Florida's populace. And so I like to say we have a big mouth here. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Jonathan, you do have a big mouth, and I've supported you all in the past, and I love WCNO. But, you know, the audience needs to know that I'm a cardiologist. I'm a physician. I have a very active cardiology practice and also a private internal medicine practice. And I'm just like the listeners out there. I'm not a minister. I'm not a preacher. I'm a marketplace person. I'm a doctor who believes in the power of Jesus, who believes that we all need a relationship with Christ, who believes that we all need to be born again. But Jonathan, what I found out is that all of us in the marketplace as believers in Christ are entitled to have the power based on the Word of God. And I found this out early in my medical training, that there were unexplained miracles, and these miracles were found in believers that believed in the name of Jesus and prayed for those that were sick. And this has been a journey for me. This has not been something that I have really found inside the church. This is something that we see with, you know, often missionaries on the front line of battle in third worlds or other people that have really come in touch with the Holy Spirit, that God is real, that He is here, that He wants to heal those that are sick. He wants to set those that are bound up by all sorts of junk. He wants to free them, and He wants to have a part in everyone's life, and He wants to be inside your heart. And guess what? I am a heart doctor, so I know all about hearts, and I will tell you this, that Christ Jesus wants to have a relationship with each listener out there.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have an event that is coming, Doctor, and this is going to be in Palm Beach County. Tim, you want to tell us about that?
Absolutely. We want to invite anybody who can hear these words just to know that we've got an event coming up on Friday, May 14th, and Saturday, May 15th, over at the Pina Cotta, I'm not saying it right, the Boy Scout camp in Jupiter, Florida. And it is going to be an amazing event. It's all outdoors. We have this great stage truck with some great sound and lights, and it's just going to be a fun night of worship. And for those who are really serious about seeking an encounter with Jesus, this is going to be the night to come. And we have seen so many folks that have experienced healing, both emotional, spiritual, and even physical, where folks who have come to these events. This is probably, I think it's our seventh event, Doc, if I'm correct.
Yes, it is. It is.
That we've done. And we started in a tent, and now we've moved into this stage truck. I mean, it's like a good old-fashioned camp meeting. And we do them right there on the grounds. And I mean, we've seen crazy stuff happen at these places. But it's at 6 p.m. on the 14th and on the 15th, and all are invited. We've got a link, I'm sure, that we'll attach to the website here for WCNO. And Doc, tell them a little bit about what we're planning on Friday night.
Well, you know, Friday night, you know, each night we are going to pray for the sick, but we want the people to know that they can come wherever they are in life, even if they don't have a relationship with God, that they can come, and I believe they will be touched by God. We are not preachers. We are not ministers here. We are all working people. You know, Tim, we've got a team of maybe 20 or 30 people. These are all people that are normal day in and day out people that are marketplace people, but they're full of the power of God. They're full of Jesus, and they are coming. They're given their time freely so that they can minister to those that are in need, those that are sick in their bodies. And I would tell you, if you have anyone with an incurable disease, a cancer, or some other disease that all the doctors have given up on them, that they can come and we can see the power of God. We can see supernatural healings. We can see miracles under the name of Jesus, not by any one of us, but we call on Christ Jesus. He is the one that can heal. He is the one that can deliver. So if you have physical needs, so you have diseases or infirmity in your body, you bring them. If you need to get them there by an ambulance, a family member, bring the ambulance. If you need to bring them on cots, bring the cots. If you have cripples, if you have those that are deaf, if you have those that are blind and cannot see, you bring them and they will be touched by the power of God. They will be touched by Jesus Christ. And those that have emotional issues, we pray for them. And we've had people that have been totally set free. Depression, anxiety, fear have been totally cast out under the authority and under the name of Jesus Christ. And for those that are just all bound up by junk, whatever that could be in your life, you come and you can be delivered. We can have people that can pray for you and you can be completely delivered and set free. These are things that we don't see in the church anymore, but we are bringing them back as believers in Christ. And I guarantee this audience, if you come, you will see the move of God. I will tell you that we've felt the power of the wind of the Holy Spirit that has come through these tents. Amen. Just a mighty rushing wind. We have people that have even seen angels dancing around this tent that we set up in the past. I believe we will see the same thing. We are about people that believe in the supernatural, miracle signs and wonders, the same thing that happened in the early church in the book of Acts. You will see this if you come. So I'm asking you to come. Bring your lawn chair, bring your blanket, bring your waters. And if you're concerned about the crowds, we are out in the open, so we know that this is low risk for COVID. And if you're even more concerned, you can bring your mask and you can be outside. But it will be a night you will never forget, and the move of God will move in a big and a great way. I know that, and I believe that, and we are praying for that right now, for that move of God in your life. So you come in the name of Jesus.
And Jonathan, we've got two ways. If people want more information, they could check out, I'm sure, your website, but we also have healingencounternights.com. They can go and get some up-to-date information. And then if they wanted to text the word event, they could text the word event to 855-932-3081, 855-932-3081. Text event to that number, and you'll get all the up-to-date information. And it's rain or shine, so there's no cost to the event. It's absolutely free. Come. We're going to have a Chick-fil-A food truck there, so we got good Christian chicken to feed you. Plug, right?
Yeah,
Paul, be appreciated that.
Amen. Amen. All right, so this
you
is
know,
coming
Jonathan,
up.
Let me
go
just
ahead.
Say, Jonathan, let me say one other thing. You know, we are believers, and we believe in the name of Jesus, but we also believe and honor the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I want to tell you that if you have not experienced the Holy Spirit, you will experience it at this meeting. You will be forever changed. And I was changed 20 years ago, even as a born-again believer for 25 years, when I felt the impact of the Holy Spirit in my life. I know that will happen to everyone that comes. So I would ask you, you know, give God a good chance this coming week and believe and start praying now. If you can't come, pray for us, intercede for us, that those that come will be set free in the name of Jesus. So even if you can't come, and you can have a part in it if you intercede for us right now in Jesus' name.
All right, this is coming up real soon. It's May the 14th and 15th. Now, what time in the evening do you get started with the meetings? What are the times?
We're We're going to start at the music. Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say we're going to start at 6 p.m. With the actual music. But if folks want to start showing up at 5, our prayer team will be ready to receive you. And we start praying early, and we go through, you know, probably go up to, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock, just praying for the needs of people. And we're seeing, like, Doc, you could tell them in January at our meeting, people were getting healed before we even started the program, before the music started.
There were, you know, people coming out Jonathan, of wheelchairs. You know, these, you know, Jonathan, even these people that walk across the grounds feel the power of God. They can pull in with their card, and they know something is going on. And that is called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there. We honor the Holy Spirit, and we believe people will be impacted. But, Tim, I'm going to let you take over because I'm a working guy, and I'm in my medical clinic, so I've got to run. But Tim can fill you in on everything else, Jonathan.
Very good. Amen. Doctor, God bless you. We look forward to following up again real soon in the future.
Yes.
Take care.
Jonathan, I'll just share one story that might help make a point here. But it was about a year and a half ago that we were just digging in and praying, and God said to us, put the tent up and call the doctor. Put the tent up and call the doctor. So we knew some friends that had some tent, a ministry that had a tent. We put the tent up, called the doctor, and 350 people came out. And that's how it began. This was 18 months ago. And now we've done about 7 of these. This is going to be a great first time that we've done 2 nights in a row. Super excited about it. And every night that happens, people not only come to faith. So if you've got somebody that you've been trying to introduce to Jesus, bring them this night, the lost, and bring the sick. When the miraculous happens, it's a complete gateway to people receiving Christ. It's such a powerful night. So I really appreciate you guys allowing us to share about it. We'd love to, you know, again, all of your listening audience, our plan is to take these nights and bring them all across this whole region for South Florida. So,
Tim, once again, let's give out the information, how people can reach out to find out more details. They can get address so they know where they're going. And I know a lot of people are going to want to be a part of this. So how can they connect with you?
Yeah, there's 2 ways. So one is you could go to healingencounternights.com, and that's one way to get a hold of us. The second way is to text the word event, E-V-E-N-T, to this number, 855-932-3081. 855-932-3081. And we'll send you all the details. If there's any, you know, thing that you need to know in regards to the event, you could just text that number, and we will make sure you have all of the information that you need. It will be rain or shine. We really encourage people, bring a lawn chair or blanket. And again, if you want a mask, you totally can. We're wide open. We are wide open. There will be Chick-fil-A food trucks. We've got it's going to be a great time. So if you've got a prayer need, or you've got somebody that you know is sick and needs a touch from the Lord, even if they're in a wheelchair, bring them. Like, we've seen crazy stuff happen, and we would love to introduce them to the power and the healing of the Holy Spirit, just to be there to pray for them. So we don't know what God's going to do, but we know He's always done stuff and continues to do stuff through this ministry. So we just pray and believe that He's going to do great things on these 2 nights.
Right.
So thank you very much for having us.
Amen. Tim, you know, when you're talking about crazy things happening, I believe what you're saying is there are going to be things that to the common man and the common natural mind, it seems impossible. We're talking about miracles that are taking place. And when you're saying, you know, crazy things, people who don't understand the power of God but need the power of God in your life. If you are listening today and you have been to doctors, like the lady who spent everything she had, she still had her problem. She was just broke. You have tried every possible solution. Let me tell you, the power of God is still working. There is not a limited opportunity. it's open to whosoever will. So I'm excited about this night. I'm going to be in North Carolina, or I would be there. I'm thrilled that we can be a partner with you in promoting this. And one thing that someone may be thinking, is there any cost? Is there a charge? Do people need tickets? How does that work?
There's no cost. If you want to register, again, you can go to healingencounternights.com or you can text event to that number that I gave out earlier and let us know you're coming, but you could just show up. You don't need to do anything. I'll tell you this in closing, Jonathan. We had a gentleman the first night that we put the tent up. There was a gentleman that by the name of Todd Shoemaker, who's now become a great friend. Todd came to that night. He was deathly sick. He had myasthenia gravis. He had Parkinson's disease. He had battled with cancer, all that stuff. He was probably, doctors told him he was 6 weeks away from dying. Mm. He came that night, and he actually invited his entire cancer support group to come that night. 350 people showed up. That night, he was there to pray for other people because he knew that he wasn't going to be around much longer. And that night, when the Holy Spirit hit and the doctor said, okay, come forward for prayer, Todd was one of those that got pushed to the front. Mm. And what was amazing is Todd got pushed to the front, and he was pushed by these two women, very, very tall women, and they pushed him up to the front. And Todd didn't know who the women were. And doctor began to pray over Todd, and then another gentleman began to pray over Todd, and these women said, no, pray over his entire body. And so as this gentleman that was now one of our prayer team was praying over Todd, he began to go down his body when he hit his stomach where he had paralysis. Todd hadn't been able to eat in 4 years. He was on a feeding tube and a voice box. When he hit his stomach, all of a sudden, for the first time in 4 years, his appetite came back. Mm. It was just this amazing story. And then the lady said, keep praying, pray for his whole body. And the guy that was praying for him went all the way down to his feet. And when they looked up, those two women were gone. Mm. Now, here's the funny thing is we talked about this. We didn't find out about the two women until 6 months later. We had cameras rolling. And nobody saw the women except for Todd and his wife and this guy that was praying. So pretty interesting stuff happens.
Amen.
You know, when the Holy Spirit gets involved. We can't explain it, right? But all I know is that God was in the middle of it that night.
Amen.
And Todd, that night, began to eat. And a thing that he had for 17 and a half years that nearly took his life. He's now completely healthy. He's now, we just filmed a documentary on his life. Like, God's doing some amazing things. Todd will be there that night to pray for
Amen.
You. And it's an amazing story. We'd love for you to come out, hear Todd's story, but also hear and believe that God's going to do some incredible things, even for you. So bring the sick. We don't know what God's going to do.
Tim, we are thrilled to be partners with you all in this work. And, you know, this is a relationship that that we trust the Lord will bless, and so that we can just continue to reach out to more and more people. You know, I didn't, the doctor got away before we had him pray. Would you just pray for our audience and for this event, and we will agree with you before you go?
I would love to. Heavenly Father, we just thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you for loving us. We thank you for being our rear guard, God, going before us. And we just pray right now, God, that you would bring those, God, that you would call those that need to hear from you, Father, that need an encounter with you on May 14th and 15th. God, I pray that they would come from the east, the north, the south, and the west. Father, they would come to Jupiter for this very, very special night. And Lord, that you would rain down your Holy Spirit in such a powerful way, God. We just pray for the signs and gifts, Father, that you would do amazing things for people that are desperate for you, God. And so I just pray, Lord, that you would call the right folks to that meeting. And so we just pray your blessing on it now. We pray your blessing on anyone who's listening that might be sick, who might have a fear of some sort. We just come against that in the name of Jesus, and we pray, God, healing over their bodies, over their minds, over their hearts right
Amen.
Now in the name of Jesus. And we are believing only God's best for you.
Thank
and
you.
So, Father, just bless this audience. right now, wherever they are and wherever they're doing in this day, God, I pray that they would sense the power and the strength of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, we have just been talking with cardiologist and evangelist Chauncey Crandall, and there's an event coming, and it is a healing encounter night Friday and Saturday, May the 14th and 15th in Jupiter, Florida. That's Palm Beach County, Jupiter, Florida. And one more time, Tim, if you can give us the contact information.
Yeah, you could text the word event to 855-932-3081, 855-932-3081, or you could go to healingencounternights.com.
All right, Tim, I will be back in touch with you, and we will be looking forward to stay connected in the days ahead, and we're going to look to get this up on our community calendar and keep this event promoted, and look forward to speaking with you all again real soon. God bless you.
Thank you much.
Goodbye. Christians are called to prayer. It is the most essential activity of the church. Through the spiritual blessings of prayer, the church deepens its relationships with God and receives His guidance and wisdom. The work of prayer is also a primary means of praise and adoration of God. If the life of a Christian is not grounded in prayer, they will be tossed and blown by every challenge that comes their way. Probably the most common frustration for a Christian is when they are engaged in faithful prayer for an urgent need and God's answer is not revealed. We've all been there. And the ultimate question is, for whom is the hoped-for answer actually urgent? God is perfect, and so is His timing on answered prayer. Is perfect. And He is never late. As faithful as Maul and Paul are in the service of the Almighty, they are still human beings, and as such, they experience spiritual challenges which will lead to spiritual growth. Paul is having such a time as this right now. Welcome, Maul and Paul.
Say, my, you got a minute.
I believe I do, Paul. What you got on your mind?
Oh, well, Ma, I got me a bit of frustration.
Did you misplace your reading glasses again? I got to tell you, Pa, this is happening more than a few times a week. Why, last week you put them in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure, Ma. And then I made a mistake of putting them on as soon as I found them. I might have got a little frostbite on my nose.
I don't think so, Pa. I mean, your nose ain't turned black. At least not yet.
Well, anyway, my frustration ain't got nothing to do with my reading glasses. It's got to do with prayer.
Prayer? Pa, you're one of the most praying men I know.
Well, it ain't so much about how to pray. It's more about God's answer.
God's answer? What on earth do you mean by that? God always answers prayer, Pa.
Well, I know He does, Ma, but here's the thing. I've been asking the Lord for His direction about a decision I gotta make. I'm kind of anxious to know what He wants me to do, and there ain't a lot of time left for me to make a decision.
Pa, what on earth is so critical that you feel pressed to decide something? I mean, I know what's going on the farm, and everything's moving right along like clockwork. There ain't nothing pressing at the moment.
Well, my life has got a lot more to it than just the farm, you know. Well, there's a personal side and all that. I mean, I got stuff going on inside of me what needs answers.
Of course. I know that, Pa. Although a lot of your personal stuff you keep to yourself, and I respect that.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that, Ma. And, you know, there's a bunch of stuff I do share with you from time to time, because I know you got a smart brain and you really care for me.
Thanks, Pa. But, you know, it really hurt my heart to see you so frustrated. If you don't want to tell me what's bothering you, I can understand. But maybe it just might be helpful to get it off your chest.
Well, maybe. But here's the thing. What I got working in prayer is mighty personal. Now, when I bring things to the Lord, I know He ain't going to laugh at me. But some of the things, what concerns me personally, other folks might chuckle some, if and you know what I mean.
Yeah, I can understand, Pa. But you know that I've been knowing you for a long time. I got a good appreciation of you, Pa. And I wouldn't ever laugh at you for something you thought was important.
Yeah, Ma, I know. So, okay, here goes.
Pa, you're embarrassed. I can see your face turning all red.
Yeah, Ma, I know I shouldn't be, but, well, I ain't never talked with you about this ever, and I mean ever.
So, maybe now's the time, Pa.
I suppose. Well, you know that over the years I lost some hair. I mean, I still got some for sure, but there's a lot more scalp than there is hair to cover it.
You ain't telling me something new, Pa.